This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by FeedTheBirds.com. Bird seed delivered. Lawns are once again looking rough in some parts of the country. Kentucky bluegrass, the least tolerant of drought, which is what most lawns are, can start turning brown after about 7 days without water. This browning appearance is the grass going into dormancy in order to survive the drought. Some leaf tissue will die, but the base and roots of the grass are still alive and will green up when water returns, if the water returns with either rain or the sprinkler. According to the University of Minnesota Extension, Kentucky bluegrass does recover relatively fast compared to other turf grasses. Tall and fine fescues can remain green for at least 28 days without water in Minnesota. Tall fescue is known for its heat and drought tolerance. Among the fine fescues, hard fescues have excellent drought tolerance. Chewing's fescues and slender creeping red fescues have good to excellent drought tolerance. Good information if your lawn turns crunchy and needs to be replaced. I have an aversion to watering lawns. On the other hand, there's nothing wrong with some lawn. I know, I did just say that. For now, limit traffic on your lawn. Don't mow. The lawn mower is heavy and will damage it further. Don't fertilize until there's more significant rainfall. When your lawn starts coming back, keep the height at 3 to 4 inches. Again, pictures on gardenbite.com that show you why to do this. Look for much more information on my website. From farm to feeder, bird seed direct to your door. FeedTheBirds.com skips the middleman. Blended fresh daily, FeedTheBirds.com has just the blends to bring your backyard to life. Whether you're a first-time bird feeder or a pro, go to FeedTheBirds.com to find the perfect blend. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.